You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. A year later than planned, the 2020 Summer Olympics kicked off in Tokyo this past Friday. For stakeholders, there was a huge incentive to make sure the Games happened in some form or another. But while around 85% of the people coming to Tokyo for the event are vaccinated, only 22% of Japanese people are. Coupled with the fact that cases have stayed relatively low in Japan, the Olympics could provide the perfect breeding ground for super spreading and the exchange of new variants. The Delta variant now accounts for more than 80% of infections in the U.S. and has spurred an increase in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in every state and Washington, D.C. That said, the worst outbreaks are in places where vaccination rates have stayed low. The White House has repeatedly pointed out that misinformation has kept many from getting vaccinated and accused social media platforms of not doing enough to curb its spread. And amid the rise of the Delta variant, some countries such as France, Israel, and the UK are reintroducing COVID passes or other ways to prove vaccination before entering certain establishments. Even within the U.S., some are reevaluating public health measures. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced last week that public hospital workers will be required to either get vaccinated or be tested weekly in a bid to boost vaccination rates within the city's hospitals. And Chicago Public Schools recently announced that all students and teachers will need to wear masks when classes start next month, regardless of whether or not they've been vaccinated.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.